This shouldn't be a thing.
And if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from HuffPost, David Moy with the byline. The headline reads, "Video of crazy tote truck incident goes viral because, as noted, it's crazy." There's a video element to this, which we will include in the show notes.
Yep.
And you can find the show notes by going to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air. There's an archive of at least 100 previous episodes. Mm-hmm. Greg does a really good job of including articles we talked about and different links within the show notes. So check out today's show notes so you can take a look at this video. This did not go well. Monday afternoon, a Saab broke down on the I-610 loop around Houston. I've been on that loop. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Seriously, people in Houston drive like crazy people. So car breaks down. Driver called his girlfriend to help tow it because they could not afford a towing company. The couple decided to use a chain. So she shows up with a chain, ties it to her car. They tie it to the Saab. Unfortunately, at some point, an axle on the Saab broke, causing it to swerve back and forth between freeway lanes. I mean, violently swerving back and forth. Ken Collins, who saw the terrifying tow job, said it was like losing control. I heard when his tire blew out, and then there was just lots of swerving. Video taken by a storm chaser shows how it looked to drivers on the road. It is, without a doubt, absolutely terrifying.
I don't understand how anyone could have continued to drive around that. I would have pulled to the side and just waited.
Immediately. Or you slow down to 10 miles an hour.
Yep. I've done that too. Like, I've never seen anything like this, but just people who are, you can tell they're on their phone right now or they're just not paying the best attention. I will slow down. I will take my foot off the gas and just let them be way ahead because I don't want to be around
anything.
That is, I saw the video. Insanity.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Eventually, the two cars did stop on a feeder road. A woman came out of the SUV. A man exited the blue Saab with the broken axle. A guy who was watching said, "This was crazy. I thought they were going to get into a fight. I thought he was going to jump on the driver, yelling at the lady. He struck his hood." The woman trying to talk to the man, but the guy witnessing it said he didn't want to hear anything of it. He was like, "You messed up my car. You messed up my car." Still unclear why the two drivers decided to pull the Saab from the back. So they hooked up the chain to the back.
There's no version of this that would have went well, unless they had a something of a towing system on their car. If they're not calling a tow truck, then what do you expect? And you don't get to get mad at her. I have a feeling that chaining the car to your car, to her car, wasn't her idea.
I think you're right. However, one person said the woman driving the SUV did appear to be laughing throughout the incident. So maybe that probably didn't help.
Got to have a good sense of humor on things like this.
Take a look at the video. Check out the show notes. Oof. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.